back, everybody. So today we're going to try Hoppin' Frog's Cranberry Turbo Shandy Citrus Ale. 7% ABV is what is on here. Cool can art. I do like cranberry, so my guess is if you don't, I'd probably stay away from this. $3.99. I did pick this up at Hoffman Street Grocery, I believe. I did the... what was it? Infusion A Coffee Porter. So I hope that this is all cranberry. I mean, it does say citrus, so I don't know if there's other citrus stuff in here. I really don't want to read it until I taste it, but that is the hard part. I'm guessing this is all cranberry and not peanut butter put in there and, you know, nothing on the side. But because this is a shandy, this is going to be more of a summer. I'm not sure why they're just putting this out, but here we go. Here we go. Not as cranberry colored as I thought. My guess, obviously the citrus, it's going to be kind of like a lemonade. Around here, Line and Google Summer Shandy is a big one. Head is dying down on this, not sure why. Could be something in the citrus, the acid that's killing it. It was off-white, not even a quarter finger of head. Color, a little hazy, like watered down yellow. You guys are seeing pretty much the same thing I am. Lots of bubbles coming up on this one, but this glass is etched. I was hoping for more of that reddish color, almost a pink color coming out, but if it is like lemonade and the cranberries, maybe the cranberries would have been too much if it would have been red or pinkish color. Let's smell. I get that citrus, a little tartness in there, maybe a touch of sweeter cranberry. It smells awfully sweet. Yeah, maybe citrus cranberry, like watered down cranberry with some sweetness in there, a little bit of tartness, and that is about it. Kind of smells like a wheat base, but I'm sure it's just that citrus and that sweetness that's in there. Let's go ahead and taste. You do get that cranberry, and to me, it's more of like a real cranberry. We get cranberries, we have a farm share, and at the end of every year, they give us cranberries. And for Thanksgiving, we use those cranberries to make, you know, cranberry sauce. And that's kind of what it is, not the canned version, but you also get that like lemonade sweetness with a little bit of tartness in there. Aftertaste, like a sweeter lemonade. Almost in the taste, it tastes like the aftertaste of cranberries. Kind of how that tartness, I almost want to say a little bitterness, because it doesn't seem like there's a lot of sweetness up front until you get about middle of the palate. Then that lemonade kind of starts taking over, but you still have that cranberry taste in there. Yeah, not bad. I would probably go 4 out of 5 on this one. I would actually like more cranberry, but I could see this working in the summer. 7% for a shandy is a little high, in my opinion. Could you drink this all day? Probably. You're getting more sweetness than anything. You're not tasting the alcohol. I think it's good, but what about like 5%, 5.5%? But yeah, 4 out of 5. Let's go ahead and check on Tap real quick, see what they're saying. One of my friends has had it, 4.2 out of 5. A little over 1,000 people have rated it, 3.93. Style guidelines, sweet, citrusy, tart, light, fruity. And like I said, big yeasty cracker. Like I was saying, that wheat, maybe it's yeast? I couldn't pick that out. I would stick with the wheat. If anything, you could say a little maltiness in there. But yeah, overall, very good beer. If you're into shandies, if you like cranberries, I would pick this up and try it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.